Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, you just fucking suck.
I am Brittany. I'm Brittany. I'm from Ohio, but I live in South Florida currently in Fort Lauderdale.
Bobby, you have any kids?
No kids, no children.
No. Okay, and what you do for a living, honey?
I am a manager for an agency, like for a bank.
Your hair looks good, Brittany. Leave it alone.
Oh, thank you. Oh, because I was curling it and I've got to. Okay.
Right. How old are you?
I am 39.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Have you ever been married?
Never been married.
So much we can touch on already. I mean, she's nervous, so I won't dock any points for that. You know, she's fidgety and all that. We'll give her a pass on that. 39, never married, no kids. It's been a long ride on a cock carousel.
You don't know that.
Her first boyfriend, probably 15 years old. 25 years on the dating market with nothing to show for it. Nothing.
In reality, the highest position she's going to get is side hoe.
It's sad. It really is sad. A quarter of a century on the dating market. She's not still single at 39, never married, no kids, because she's such a great woman. We know that. If there's anybody who's leaving any room for speculation, that's one thing we could take off the table. She's such an incredible woman to men. That's not why she's in this position on this dumbass dating show.
Never been married.
Okay.
Been proposed to 3 times, but never married.
You've been proposed to 3 times?
Yes.
By 3 different men or the same guy?
Twice by one man and, four times. Twice by one man and 2 times by 2 other men.
What the hell is the world coming to?
See, she just told on herself right there.
They can't help but to tell on themselves. She should have left it there. But the anxiety of how bad that sounded to say, 39, never married, no kids. It forced her to say some shit that made it 10 times worse. They have no self-awareness. Just say, yeah, I'm 39, never married, no kids. To say, oh, but I've been engaged 2-4 times, though. That doesn't make you sound like a better person. Obviously, right? Well, apparently it wasn't obvious to her. Because she thought it was a good addition to the interview. Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to hear this convoluted mess that she's about to spit out that's not even true to boot, on top of it being obnoxious to listen to. Let's continue.
Did you say no all the time?
Yes. The first time was the official one. It was because he wanted to elope. We went to Jamaica and I was young and he wanted to, you know, elope with me and I just couldn't elope. Because I was in Jamaica and we went ring shopping and I thought we were going to get engaged, but then he tried to really go full along. Because, you know, in Jamaica, when you get those all-inclusive resorts, they include a wedding for free, so.
What? What are you talking about?
You were with a man. I'm assuming you were in a relationship with a man. And you thought you were going to get engaged, but he just wanted to elope. Okay, but even if you turned down eloping, wouldn't you still accept the engagement? It's not going to add up. Nothing she's going to say is going to add up. Really, this whole interview.
Okay, what about the other times?
The other 2 times, I wasn't interested.
Okay. Were you dating? No.
One of the guys I was, I was dating both of them, but one I didn't take serious, the other one kind of was.
The way that you have exaggerated this story is total lies.
So,
but one, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, one was Caucasian, and I honestly didn't feel like my family would really approve of it.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. So why the fuck were you dating them? One you took serious, one of them you didn't take serious. Well, why even name all four? You wanted the people to know you've been engaged 4 times. You volunteered that information. Kendra doesn't ask how many times you've been engaged. But they want to try to rebound from sounding like they ain't shit. Maybe if I say I've been engaged 4 times, I'll seem valuable. Because that's what it's about. It's all about status with these women. It's not about morality or anything like that. She just wants people to know, it ain't like I couldn't have got married. I'm that bitch. So don't get it twisted to think I couldn't have gotten married if I wanted to. But in the process of trying to flex some type of status, you just plummet your status, actually. But yeah, you're not smart enough to know that.
They don't mind coming online embarrassing themselves all the time. Let's get it.
All right, do you want to get married?
Yes, I would, for sure. That's why I don't have any children.
Okay.
That ship has sailed.
You're probably not going to have any children at this point. You're 40 years old. So you've been wasting time with guys for 25 years you didn't see anything serious with? I'm getting sugar baby vibes. But she's aged out of really being a sugar baby. I mean, she could still find some 60-year-old man to trick off on her, but what's the end goal of that? That's what I be talking about. These sugar babies, they have no long-term thinking. I mean, okay, cool. A dude paying your bills for now. Where does this head? So, yeah, maybe she had old white men propose to her that were her sugar daddies. But, yeah, that's why she didn't take it serious.
So what kind of man are you looking for, honey?
I'm open, but very open-minded, God-fearing, loving, a listener. I really need a friend first. Be my friend. Of course, a provider. Everything that will come with the territory, of course, as a man.
No. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
But I really need a friend. I'm a partner. We got to be partners so that we can build a solitude, you know, make something strong.
Hell no. Hey, fuck no.
Let's be friends first. She's trying to manipulate you. She's trying to manipulate you to get as much money and to get as many paid dinners as she can before she even acknowledged that y'all even talking in a romantic way. You see how that works? I don't even know if we talking romantically yet, but trick off, you know, a good amount of money on me first while I decide.
Don't treat people like furniture. Some people expect they free ride through life, cruising by on good looks and luck. Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
If you want to talk to a woman romantically, let her know up front, like, this is romantic. I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. I ain't a friendly neighbor. I ain't Mr. Rogers, bitch.
Here I am. Here I am.
What are your deal breakers?
I'm open. I mean, the basics. Hygiene. I'm open. Cigarettes. You can smoke them, but, you know, like...
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
Yeah. You know, I'm just tired.
Fight for my life!
Should he look a certain way?
Attractive. I'm open. I don't want to... Taller than me. I'm 5'5", so just taller than me. I'm open. I don't discriminate.
Okay, so you open all races too?
Yes.
Okay, open all races too. Should he make a certain amount of money? Let's see how open you are here.
Oh, Lord. I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
I'm open. He has to make more than me. He has to be a hustler. He has to know how to, now as far as how much.
What did I just tell you, motherfucker? Why are they stupid?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I need you to just make sure that you have some residual income and make sure that it's, you know, you have some type of drive, some type of hustle, because a partner is a partner and we can both make it happen. I can help put my head with your head and, you know, we can move together. But yeah, you definitely have to have some type of a lot going on.
So what is the bare minimum so the guy can know before he shoots the shot if he can afford you? So what is the minimum?
The minimum is like $100,000.
Huh?
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
If you haven't figured out how to attract and maintain a 100K man and 25 years on the dating market, it's time to hang it up. Maybe you should go back to college because you're probably going to have to pay for your life for the rest of your life.
And I don't want to do that.
Let's do the Kendrick cam. The kids are in a robe. And we see your full body.
I know I'm in a whole robe. Oh, Kendra.
I don't want to hear that shit.
They want a top 5% man, but they want to come on in a fucking robe. Talked about this before. That's reflective of how she feel about men and what men deserve. Give me the world, but all you deserve is me coming on in a fucking robe. Not even a real outfit. I don't know what's worse, like a raggedy real outfit or just something that's not even an outfit.
Oh, should I? I was not ready. I did not know. I'm in a robe, though, Kendra. But I'm in a robe.
Okay, we can't really see your legs, but.
I'm little. I'm, but I have big boobs.
Show me your tits!
Okay. But I'm sorry. I'm in a flesh robe.
Do you want to be in South Florida?
I'm sorry?
Do you want him to be in South Florida?
Not necessarily, no, because I don't think I want to be here anymore.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
What was your last relationship?
Like January.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
About a month ago.
Are you sure?
Because I be feeling like everybody lying. You lying.
Sickening. You're 40 years old, still having situationships and casual hookups. You a certified thought for life at that point. If you still having casual hookups and situationships after 35, you a hoe for life. Period. No exceptions.
You gotta know when to say when, bitch. Our coochie cutter days are over. Forever 21 was a lie.
Okay. Did that man make 100K?
More. Way more, of course.
So why can't you be sure?
Now, that was just the minimum. That isn't, okay, you know, what I really come for.
Okay, so why you not with this man that got you? Okay, so what's up with this guy? He don't want to be in a relationship?
He's amazing.
Huh?
I just love who we are as friends. Like, we are amazing friends. It's like a over 15-year friendship.
If you wanted a relationship, would you be in a committed relationship with him if you could?
That's in the air because honestly, he was a frat guy.
You just saying anything now, ho.
You grown, and it seemed like you don't got no emotional attachment.
No, this is my best friend. I love him so much. But
so what you gonna do when you get a man though? Because right now you're looking for a man, and are you gonna cut him off?
Yeah, we have that. We have all that situated. We already talk about all of this. We best friends, so.
So you guys when you get into a relationship, y'all gonna stop being best friends?
No. Whoever I'm in a relationship with, we'll know him, but we will cut the benefit part out.
You can't make this
shit up. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.